From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this edition of CSJP in 5, 20 young people from Goldsmith Villa participate in a Taekwondo summer day camp. Stay tuned to hear more. Over the past few years, the Goldsmith Villa Sports and Youth Club has been hosting a grand sports day for residents in the August Town area, capitalizing on the power of sport to bring about unity. This year, the group decided to take things a step further by organizing a Taekwondo summer day camp for young people 12 years and older in Goldsmith Villa. Advisor and founding member of the Goldsmith Villa Sports and Youth Club, Rocky Ferguson, was part of the team that organized the Taekwondo camp.
We wanted to reach some of the youth on a different platform and have a much greater impact, where we'll have a session where we have motivational speaker coming in to talk to them before the sports day. So
Taekwondo, a form of martial arts originating in Korea, is credited with building self-esteem, confidence and discipline, and reducing aggression in those who practice it. Martial arts instructor and Jamaica's first Taekwondo Olympian, Kenneth Edwards, partnered with the Goldsmith Villa Sports and Youth Club to host the summer camp from August 4 to 18 in the community.
I pretty much took them through the physical aspect, but a lot of the things that were stressed was the philosophical aspect of the martial arts, which includes, you know, hard work, dedication, perseverance, self-control.
Mr. Edwards says raw talent was evident in several of the youngsters who participated in the camp. Consideration is also being given to future stagings of the Taekwondo summer camp.
The community really supports these kind of initiatives. A lot of the adults that came in, you know, supported their kids coming and even came by, you know, to see what was going on.
The camp was brought to a fitting end with motivational speeches by Gavin Myers of National Integrity Action Limited, as well as CSJP's Men with a Message. The closing session was open to all residents, not just participants in the Taekwondo summer day camp.
Gavin Myers spoke about goal setting, and he was very interactive.
Men with a Message came in and they did an excellent presentation. I could see that they reached a lot of the kids. I think they're doing an excellent initiative, especially in these inner city communities. For me personally, just being there and listening to them talk, you know, I think that is exactly what these young people need to hear, you know, to steer their lives in a particular direction.
Martial arts instructor and Jamaica's first Taekwondo Olympian, Kenneth Edwards, and before him, advisor and founding member of the Goldsmith Villa Sports and Youth Club, Rocky Ferguson. The camp also provided an avenue for residents to learn more about the opportunities offered through CSJP, such as skills training, internships, and scholarships. The founding members and leaders of the Goldsmith Villa Sports and Youth Club in August Town, St. Andrew, have benefited from capacity-building support from the CSJP to assist in the development of the club and, by extension, the community. CSJP Community Case Management Officer Angela Harris is commending the club for the successful staging of the summer camp.
It was different. You know, we are used to the traditional Thai summer camp, but Taekwondo was introduced to the youth in the community. And just by observation, being at the closing ceremony, you could see the youth were so engaged and involved, and it's as if they wanted this intervention to go on much longer. I make no reservation in commending the efforts of the Goldsmith Villa Youth Club members in hosting this marvelous camp.
CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.